T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
LSU coach Paul Maneri will join us momentarily as the Tigers took down UNO last night, 5-0. They come back home for 3 games against UTSA Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got Coach Paul Maneri on right now. Coach, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So we can get to last night's game, 5-0 win for you guys on the road against UNO. And I know that was a place that you hold in high regard. In particular, you played there for UNO. So I'll just talk about that game last night.
Well, it's always very emotional for me personally to go back to UNO because the city of New Orleans, first of all, is, you know, my dearest city in my mind. You know, my wife is from New Orleans, and I spent 2 years there, and I love the city so much. And I love the University of New Orleans so much, playing for Ron Maestri and the teammates that I had there, some of my best friends in the world. And, you know, I just will always hold the university in such high regard, and it's just a very emotional time for me. It just brings back such great memories. But when I bring our LSU team there, you know, I have a job to do, and my loyalty is to our team and our school, LSU, and to our players and staff. And you know, as hard as it is to compete against them, because I root for them in every game that we're not competing against them, I still have a job to do. And you know, it makes it equally tough because Blake Dean is the coach there, and he's a former player of ours here at LSU, and I love Blake, and he's doing a great job. But, you know, I thought last night, you know, was going to be a real high-scoring game because the wind was galing out. But, of course, you know, it never goes the way that you think it's going to. Between the two teams, there were 0 home runs, and we ended up with a shutout and a pitcher's duel. And I don't think either team had double-digit hits, but we found a way to eke out some runs. We had a big day from Trey Morgan, a Brother Martin product. He had a big night for us. Cade Beloso out of John Curtis High School had a big RBI double, and we were able to, you know, scratch across 5 runs. We got a great pitching performance from Will Helmers at a Jesuit High School, and our bullpen did a good job, and we found a way to win.
Now, Coach Maneri, with that being said, how do you balance, or is there a concern, or is there a concern? It's all about if you have runners in scoring position, can you knock them in as far as feast or famine, whether you're getting hits or home runs, but the strikeouts. How do you balance that? It's like, well, I can live with the strikeouts if we hit runners in scoring position, or are we able to jack home runs? How do you manage that as a coach?
Well, first of all, we could have scored more runs. You know, Brody Dross crushed a ball in the gap that looked like a 2-run double, and their center fielder made an unbelievable catch, one of the best catches I've ever seen by a center fielder laying out in the right center field gap. And, you know, you don't find many center fielders that can make that play that he made. And had that ball gotten through, of course, we'd have scored 7 runs and potentially more, because we'd have had another runner in scoring position. So, you know, sometimes, you know, the score is not indicative of how you swing the bats. Although last night, I don't think we swung the bats all that great. We struck out a lot, 14 strikeouts.
Right.
You know, in all honesty, Bobby, I think our kids had a little bit of trouble last night with the lighting at Privateer Park at Maestri Field. There were a couple of lights out there behind the center field fence. I feel like I'm making excuses for the hitters for both teams. But, you know, when the hurricane went through and some high winds went through, it blew down part of the padding in the center field wall, and they hadn't been able to replace it. So there was a mesh screen out there, and there were a couple of lights right behind the pitcher. and it really was bothering the hitters for both teams.
Whoa.
And I worried about the safety even for the hitters, you know, and we struck out 14 times. I think they struck out 12 times. And I think that had a lot to do with it, in all honesty. I didn't ask the hitters last night because I didn't want to put it in their heads and make excuses for them. But today,
right,
I asked them about it, and every one of them told me that it bothered them. So, I don't know how much that had an effect on the strikeouts last night, because that was an inordinate amount of strikeouts really by both teams. And I hope they get that fixed, you know, because I think that I know that UNO has a much better hitting team than they've been demonstrating, and I don't know if that's part of the problem why they haven't been hitting well. But as far as, you know, the fact that we've been hitting a lot of home runs, but we've also been racking up some strikeouts, you know, there's something to that. I think when you swing hard, you're going to typically strike out a little bit more. I'm not a big fan of strikeouts, but I do like home runs. So right, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes.
Now, Coach Benary, when you're tweaking the infield, what goes through your mind? Because obviously before SEC play, and you want to have the stability there. But when you're moving guys around, is it just trying to find that right formula or what?
Well, I think we found the right combination now, Bobby. This will be the infield going forward as long as everybody can stay healthy. I actually was going to move Cade Doty to third base a week ago.
Then he got hurt, right?
And then he got hurt the very day that we were playing a doubleheader. He hit a walk-off home run in the first game. And after the second game was going to be over, I was going to call him in my office and tell him to meet me Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the field, and we're going to move him to third base and start working him at third. And that night he got hurt when Drew Bianco hit a home run. He kind of raised his arms in celebration. Somebody hit him from behind by accident. He dislocated his shoulder, so kind of put that plan on hold for a week. But when he was finally healthy and ready to go, I had already made the decision to move him to third and move Thompson over to shortstop and keep Zach Arnold at second base. And the reason I did it, first of all, Cade Doty was a third baseman before he arrived at LSU. But when he first got here last fall, a year ago, he really struggled defensively at third base. Third base is a really tough position to play, very underrated position. You'd have to have had the experience of playing third base to understand really how hard it is. And I knew Cade was going to be one of our better hitters as a freshman, and I just wanted to relieve some pressure on him defensively so that he could focus on hitting. And frankly, second base is the easier position to play. So that's why I put him over at second base. We had a junior college transfer last year by the name of Zach Mathis that was good enough to play third base. And I thought that was the best combination. But now a year later, Cade Doty is much more mature physically. He's more mature mentally. He's much more confident player. And I just thought it was the right time to move him over there. We had tried a lot of different things, and I felt Jordan Thompson had played enough over there that now he was confident enough to move to his more natural position, which was shortstop. We had tried some other guys at shortstop. I felt like Zach Arnold was a better fit at second base. So I just think that this is the right combination for us right now, and I think it'll work, and hopefully, you know, I'm right on this one.
LSU coach Paul Manera here on Sports Talk. Coach, I believe today is the one-year anniversary where I think college baseball shut down. I know it's the NBA, but it might be the 14th. But nonetheless, describe your emotions around this time last year when you got the news that college baseball was shutting down because of the pandemic, and your emotions a year later where you guys are back up and playing.
And then, Coach Manera, did you think, this is short-term, we're going to weather the storm and be playing in a month? But that obviously that wasn't the case.
Well, it was really on a personal basis. It was a crazy week because we had played a game last Sunday a year ago. We had beaten UMass Lowell kind of in a dramatic way. Gavin Dugas hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to give us the lead, and we held on in the ninth. And right after the game, I found out that my daughter had gone to the hospital for the delivery of our grandson. And so I raced to New Orleans to the hospital, but she didn't have the baby until Tuesday morning. And
he's a big boy, Coach Benary.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is going to be a nose tackle, I think.
He's a big daddy, big offspring.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we had the baby very early on Tuesday morning, and I got to see him for about 30 seconds, and then I came home to Baton Rouge. We practiced and then played South Alabama on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we were supposed to head to Ole Miss to start the weekend series with Ole Miss and start the SEC schedule. And, of course, everybody knows what happened. You know, that was canceled, and then the whole season got canceled. So, you know, this week a year ago was very traumatic for a lot of people, including the baseball coach at LSU, because of, you know, all the personal situation with having a new grandson as well as having our season canceled. But this year has been a much happier year. You know, we celebrated Lil Rocco's 1 year birthday this week. And now the pandemic, you know, is moving hopefully towards a conclusion in the coming months here. Vaccinations are happening and, you know, fans are starting to come to games, and we're getting through a season. And, you know, we're looking forward, you know, but you can't help but remember the challenges of the last year, and 500,000 people almost have passed away in our country, and, you know, all the heartbreak that has been created. So, you know, you try to look forward, but you can never forget what this last year has been like for a lot of people.
Coach, you said your grandson's name is Rocco?
Yeah, isn't that a great name?
It is.
Rocco Paul.
Did you at all campaign for Lasorda of any kind?
No. I think my son-in-law and my daughter had the name very much under control.
Now, Coach Mary, you know, I thought it was because, you know, you look at football, basketball, baseball, you look at all and the NCAA, or, you know, you look at all the sports and how you ranked and where you're at. You know, here you got Duke. It's over. Then I play in Kentucky. Then I could be part of March Madness. You go on and on. And the reason why I bring this up, I'm looking at the AP Top 25 and how the Big Ten, I thought this caught my attention. Obviously Gonzaga, then Baylor's number two. But then you got Illinois, you got Michigan, you got Iowa, so three out of the five. But the reason why I bring that up, I'm looking at the USA Today coaches poll. And before you're getting ready to start SEC play, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is all SEC teams. Arkansas, mm-hmm. Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Florida. I don't know mm-hmm. if I've ever witnessed that you had the top five in the nation are all from the SEC. You haven't even started, like, you know, conference play.
What are you trying to do, scare me, Bobby?
No, it just caught my attention. It's like, whoa, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, well, and then go through the rest of the top 25, you probably find five more teams in there.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there's just no easy weekends in our league. We open up a week from Friday with Mississippi State, and then we go to Tennessee, and then we got Vanderbilt at home, and then we go to Kentucky. I mean, it's just never ending, you know. Every weekend is a matchup between two top 25 teams, and you got to be warriors, you know. You got to be able to go out there and compete against the best teams in the country that aren't named LSU, and it's a challenge, but that's why you come here. You know, you want to compete against the best teams as a coach and as a player. If you're afraid of that, you're certainly at the wrong place. So, you know, we still have another week before we jump into the SEC. And
right.
I like where our team is, and I feel like we're, even though we had a heartbreaking loss on Sunday last week against Oral Roberts, and, of course, the Friday game was the craziest, you know, I think was a real, you know, aberration, you know, that, you know, Jaden Hill didn't make it out of the first inning. You're not going to see that very often, I would hope. You know, I like the way our team is moving in the right direction. I feel good about our infield now. I feel good about our pitching. I think our bullpen's getting deep. You know, this is going to be a good weekend for us. We're facing a really formidable opponent in Texas San Antonio, very good hitting team. They've got some good arms. You know, I'm kind of glad that Baylor pulled out because it gives us another chance to play the same team three times. We didn't handle it very well last weekend, playing the same team all three times. It gives us another opportunity to kind of prepare for that. And I think we'll be well prepared now as we get into SEC play the following weekend.
Coach, you kind of answered my question that I was going to throw at you about UTSA. You described them, and you mentioned that Baylor pulled out. Why did Baylor pull out?
Well, we were doing them a favor to start with. Baylor had scheduled a series with two different teams that had pulled out on them because of COVID protocol. And so they were so desperate for games, they had asked if they could jump in with us in UTSA just to have games. And so I was really just doing them a favor to so that they could have something to play. You know, that's what everybody's kind of doing to help each other out this year. Nicholls State did us a favor by letting us jump in with Youngstown State and them in weekend two. So I was doing it for Baylor. And then what happened was somebody else got canceled. So Xavier University was looking for opponent, and Baylor was lucky enough to get a hold of Xavier, and Xavier was going to go to Waco. So they Baylor coach called me and said, look, would you mind if we pull out of our commitment to play in Baton Rouge so that we could have a three-game series at home with Xavier? So, of course, whatever's best for your program. So that's why that happened that way. And so that's how we ended up back with the original plan, which is a three-game series with UTSA.
LSU coach Paul Menary here on Sports Talk. Coach, good luck against the Roadrunners this weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Make sure you take care of Rocco now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!